Thank you for tuning in for Tune Up with Deb, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Now back to your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Christine Kinney. Christine has been sharing some rather intimate and vulnerable details about her financial journey. Again, Christine, thank you so much for joining us and sharing these details with us.
You're so welcome.
So just before the break, we were discussing the point where you entered single parenting and the world of financial independence. Mm. Now, I'm curious if you reached out for support at that time from family and friends.
Moral support, yes, absolutely. And I did receive actually a lot of support from friends, the community. I was actually living in Quesnel at the time, and the community was amazing. People were literally buying groceries for me, giving me gift cards, just cash. Sometimes they just show up. The word went out that, you know, there's this person that needs help, the single mom, four kids, and the community was incredibly generous, and it absolutely helped, and it carried me through. And just having fresh fruit and vegetables sometimes was just, I cried.
Yes.
Just because I could eat some fresh fruit and veg. So thank you, Quesnel, I love you. My family is quite a distance. They're either in the UK. They were in the UK at the time, actually. I have had other family in Surrey. Oh, my sister was wonderful too, and she did help me financially. She gifted me with money at times, and it was amazing. It was wonderful. But it wasn't like I was getting ongoing, dependable sort of financial support. I did get to the point where I was earning my own money and pretty much just making it on my own. I do recall my sister gave money so my daughters could have the ballet, right? But, and thank God for that, you know?
Yes.
But, pretty much I've been doing it on my own in reality. And thanks to the government of Canada and my child tax credit, you know, I'm so grateful to live in this country, which, you know, is a socialist country, right? You know,
we do have a very wonderful support network in terms of social services and just the amount of support that is available for families. And we do have a lot of families that are struggling. Mm. We really do. So you initiated your search for a professional financial counselor. Is there something specific that motivated you to begin this search? Because you were juggling for a long time,
yes,
financially speaking, and it looked like you sort of came to a point where it was time to learn to do things a different way.
Yes.
So was there a specific incident that initiated that at all?
I think I started to grow in my respect for professionals and that there really was something missing. And that if I approached a professional, I would get the help that I needed. I think that professional financial advice is maybe not given the credit it's due, but I can't say it's a specific moment, but I think I was just getting to the point in my life is this just can't continue. And I'd always thought to myself, when I get money, then I'll get help. But I was like, until then, I was like, I've got nothing to manage. So what's the point? But I kind of then began to think, you know, that's backwards thinking. I'm pretty sure a financial advisor might help me how to get money. I don't know, you know. So, yeah, when I met you and discovered what you did, I was like, I'm gonna be your client. I knew it. I just knew I needed that help.
So let's talk about our first session together. What were you expecting during our first conversation today? That day, pardon me.
Yeah. I really thought it was going to be more practical. Do you know what I mean? How to explain it? More about, here's a budget. This is where you plug in your numbers. This is what the laws are about money, just more right brain math type things that I totally, I can't, you know, I have anxiety about.
So you were expecting me to tell you what to do?
I think so, or at least tell me off.
Sounds a little like a controlling former spouse.
Right?
Is that what you were expecting? And,
yeah.
And what was your experience?
It was, I mean, I knew it had to be good. I knew that. But it was better than I expected in a different way, because you came from the perspective of emotional wellness and our psychological approach to money. And you asked me questions that I was not expecting. I thought it was going to be a dull session, but you were asking me things about how I felt about money and how certain words would trigger me. What my response was to words like debt or loans or just whatever. And I was not expecting that at all, but it was really great because it made me conscious of how I thought about money and really brought one of the root problems up, which was my anxiety.
Mm-hmm. So during that first session, my guidepost is to not for just necessarily for me to understand your relationship with money, but it's for you to understand your relationship with money. And you're the one who is going to be making your financial decisions. I'm not making your financial decisions. You're going to be making your financial decisions, not just in the next week, not just in the next month, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. And you need to be in touch with realistically your fears.
Yes.
Your confidence. What success means to you financially? What failure means to you financially? And what I have found is that when I ask individuals these questions or couples these questions, they actually discover things about themselves. Mm. It's not just me discovering these things. You get to discover things about yourself that you didn't even know were inside. And sometimes those things aren't pretty, but often there's a lot of strength that has been taken for granted for a long time. And when we see that strength, it's empowering.
Yes.
So were you surprised by some of the discoveries that we made together?
I was. I really was. And I went away and really pondered these things. And when I understood you to be a financial counselor, I didn't really know the counseling part, because I love counselors. Like I love going and having a good therapy session and talking about myself. And, you know, but it really was a wonderful counseling session. And I started just to really ponder those things. And, you know, I feel that when you're in a place of emotional wellness and peace, and you don't come, you know, at things with fear, you're able to tackle them better and certainly at least not avoid them, which is a lot of the things I've been doing. I was like, I don't even want to look because I don't want to know. I know it's going to be bad. I'm not checking my bank account, you know, because it's afraid. It's always afraid.
Yes. So we did our sessions and finished our engagement just about a year and a half ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah. How have things been progressing for you since that point?
Well, at that time, I was really hoping to get on top of things and have a bit of a plan and start saving for the future. But then my life took a little bit of a tailspin because I actually was laid off from work and things got worse at that point. And
this is not the testimonial I'm going for here, but
oh, sorry.
No, no. Life is life. Yes, things fell apart.
But it did. And I encountered even more stress. And I remember reaching out to you again, and you sat down with me. And I know you'd already shown me a cash flow, but I think that I maybe just hadn't really properly got it drummed into my head or really understood it. Because when you did it with me that time, I really paid attention.
Right.
And it just was amazing because it was like magic. It was like being able to get something out of nothing, like making it work, making the money last to the end of the month just by, you know, pay this bill this day, that bill that day, because, you know, looking at when things are due. Because when I just looked at the month and I saw what was coming in and what was going out, I just couldn't see how it was going to work.
Yeah, so we went through the difference between a budget and a cash flow statement.
Yes.
Where budget is that snapshot type of look, all your income, all your expenses, and that can be just a scary situation, whereas cash flow takes the weeks into account. You're spending the ebb and flow of money in and money out, and it just gives you power.
Yes, yes. And so that was one of the scariest parts of my life in the past few years. And I just got such peace from it. Like, and you also have always been extremely compassionate and just very non-judgmental, and really made me feel good about my financial situation and my money and knowing that it's going to be okay and I can handle it.
Yes, you can. You have a lot of strength inside. And some of the fears that you and I discovered as you were opening yourself up actually have that area of self-preservation. Because you don't fly into financial decisions. You do ponder them. Fear made you ponder them longer than you needed to, but you still had that stop. We need to think this through. I need to really understand the implications or the benefits from these decisions in front of me. That was something I really appreciated about the hesitancy that you had, because there's always a positive side to every negative. And that is what I honestly feel. So in terms of moving forward, could you just briefly give me an idea of how the experience that you and I had together has empowered you to look at financial success looking forward?
Yeah, I feel that I have the tools that I need now to always be on top of my money, to never get to that point of the end of the month and just waiting for payday and having fear. Like, there's always money there now because I make sure there is, like, you know, I'm aware and I've planned properly. And I mean, even things like when you sat down and helped me look at what am I spending? How much does my grocery bill cost a month? What is that? I never really looked at it. But when I looked at it and then I could plan for the future, I was like, I know now what things cost me and I know how much it costs to feed all these kids, and it's okay because I know exactly what I need and I will have it and it will be fine. And so that's financial success to me, is not having the stress and just knowing what I have, what I need, and I need, and I know what to do with it. And that's all. I mean, yes, I also do want to save and I do want to plan for the future, put money in RESPs and stuff like that. But just being able to live with ease.
Yes. Well, that is all for today. Thank you so much, Christine, for sharing your details. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.